You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
This is Scott Dever, welcoming you to part two of my series on using Bluetooth keyboards with iDevices and VoiceOver. In part one, we talked about the different ways in which you can navigate around the screen, how you can toggle certain features on and off, and a lot of other stuff. We also, of course, talked about the concepts of the quick nav functionality and the VoiceOver keys. If you haven't listened to that podcast, I recommend that you go back and do that if you're not familiar with any of those concepts, because I'm not going to cover them in detail here in part two. The whole point of this series is that one podcast is going to build on another. So, for example, if I had covered something in part one in detail, I might mention it here in part two or part three, but I'm not going to go over it entirely. For this demonstration, I am using an iPhone 6S. With iOS 9.2.1, that is the latest version of iOS as I'm recording this. And of course, I'll be using a Bluetooth keyboard, and we're going to use the Notes application for this demonstration. This part two is over editing text, and though I will be using the Notes app, most of the things that I'm going to cover here are actually able to be used in other applications like Access Note, Pages, and so on and so forth. So the first thing that I need to do, of course, is launch the Notes app. I can get to it in many different ways. The way I'm going to choose to do it is by hitting the VoiceOver modifier key and the letter F for find.
Enter search text.
Type in note and press enter.
Notes.
And it found it. If I wanted to launch it, I could, of course, press the up and down arrow key since Quick Nav is enabled. But that's not exactly what I want to do here. I'm actually going to perform a 3D touch on the Notes application. I do that by pressing the VoiceOver modifier with the letter F and the Shift key together. And it did its little thunk to let me know that I have indeed been launched into a quick action menu. I can now use my arrows.
New sketch.
Probably not going to be able to do a whole heck of a lot with that on a keyboard.
New photo. New note. Notes.
I'm just pressing my left arrow key here, and those are the different options that we have available for the Notes application. I'm going to move one to the right to get back to...
New note.
But if you had activated the Notes icon, it would have actually just launched you into the Notes app, just like you would have been able to do if you'd been on the home screen. I'm going to go ahead and create a new note.
New notes. Back button. Note. Text field. Is editing. Insertion point at start. Quick nav off.
A lot of information there. Insertion point at start, meaning that's where the cursor is. Quick nav is now off, so I can begin typing. And we are in a new note. If you are in the Notes application and you want to create a new note quickly, you can't do 3D touch if you're not in a 6S or 6S Plus, but what you can do is press Command with the letter N, and that would do the same thing. It would launch you into a new note. The only exception to that rule is if you have multiple accounts on your iOS device and none of them are highlighted in the Notes app at this time, you'll have to choose an account before you can actually create a new note. Before we get into the actual text editing, there is one other thing that I would like to cover, but I can't demonstrate, and that is a function of the iPad. While all these commands do work on the iPad does have a few that it only can support. Those are commands to jump you to the title, body, and heading of the different parts of the notes that you are creating. We don't have that option on the iPhone and iPod. You can also bring up what they call a keyboard hints menu on the iPad, and you can do that by pressing and holding in the command key, which is great when it works, but sometimes if you already have it launched, for example, VoiceOver won't jump the focus back to that menu and you'll still be in the note itself. Also, if you press and hold the command key for too long and do some of these other keyboard commands we're about to cover, you'll launch that menu and not be able to know exactly where you are. If you hit escape to get out of the menu, sometimes that'll take you out of the note itself. So it's a little bit of a frustration, I think, for a lot of people, and myself included, where I don't really want to use the app on the iPad because that command key, while it's handy, it gets activated sometimes when I don't want it to. So just something to keep in mind. It's also worth noting that the command for keyboard hints that is on the iPad is supported on other apps as well, like Mail, Safari, and anything that has its own Bluetooth keyboard commands built into it. Anyway, Command N brought us here to a new note. Quick Nav is off. We need Quick Nav off to begin typing. Again, Quick Nav is kind of like Browse Mode for NVDA or Forms Mode for JAWS, with Browse Mode and Forms Mode, depending on which way you have them set, you can type keyboard commands, and instead of actually, say for example, pressing the letter H, instead of having it type in your document, it will try to jump you to the next heading on the page. That's, of course, particularly an issue when you're doing web browsing. So anyway, I'm on this new note. I'm going to go ahead and type hello.
Hello. My name is Scott, and I am writing a meaningless note.
Okay, there we go. That's the note that I so creatively have created. And if I can use the word creative one more time in a sentence, I officially will dub myself uncreative. But I guess that's also involving the word creative, so I already did. Therefore, I'm not. Anyway, I have this note here, and because Quick Nav is off, many of the navigation commands that you may be used to on the Mac as well as on Windows are here. For example, if I want to press the left arrow key, that will take me to the previous character.
Period. E period. Tango. Oscar. November. Space.
And if I hit my right arrow.
Space. November. Oscar. Tango. E period.
Those are the next characters. Now, if I want to go to the previous line, I can press up arrow.
Hello, my name is Scott, and I am writing a meaningless note.
Down arrow will take you to the next line, but in this case, there's only one line to this particular document.
Hello, my name is Scott, and I am writing a meaningless note.
Just like on Windows and the Mac, when you add the shift key to these commands, they will highlight whatever that is. So if I press shift and left arrow.
Period. Selected. E. Selected.
And if I now press shift and right arrow.
E. Unselected. Bottom of document.
That will unselect it. Or if I had nothing selected prior to that and I started hitting shift right arrow, it would start selecting to the right of the cursor as I'm moving along. Let's say I want to quickly jump to the top of my document. And of course, in this one, there are a lot of ways we can do it. It's a one-line document. It's really simple. I can just press the up arrow and get there. But if I had multiple lines in my document, I could press Command with up arrow.
Top of document.
And that would take me to the top of the document. Conversely, if you want to go to the end of the document, you can press Command down arrow.
Bottom of document.
I am going to go to the top of the document again.
Top of document.
And type another line to make this thing a little more complex. This
note
is now
a
multi-dash
line
note. And if I had my typing feedback set to characters, we learned about how to set that in the previous podcast, I would have gotten feedback on every character I typed, including the new line, but because I have mine set to words, that doesn't happen. Now, if I want to go to the end, I can hit Command down arrow.
Bottom of document.
And I can confirm I am at the bottom of my document by hitting the right arrow.
Bottom of document.
And you hear that thunk? That means you're at the bottom. I'll also add a line to the bottom of this document. Please
delete
this line, period.
Line.
I'll press enter. So now we have a three-line document, and as I said before, I can use my up arrow.
Please delete this line.
I'll use it again.
Hello, my name is Scott, and I am writing a meaningless note.
And again.
Hello, my name is Scott, and I am writing a meaningless note. Top of document.
Unfortunately, it does not announce lines at the top. I have no idea why that is, so I'm going to hit my left arrow to confirm I'm at the top.
Top of document.
Press enter again, and now if I go back
top of document
to the top and press down arrow.
This note is now a multi-line note.
Down arrow again.
Hello, my name is Scott, and I am writing a meaningless note.
And you get the point. That's how you would quickly navigate by line and how you get to the top and bottom of the document. Let's say, for example, I would like to remove a few words in one of the lines. Let's say I want to remove, hello, my name is Scott. To do that, we first want to know how to navigate by word, since it's not the whole line, but part of the line. And I can do that by pressing the Option key with right arrow. That will read me the next word and will also move the cursor. And of course, Options key left arrow will move me to the previous. But I'm going to go ahead and select those words. And just like in Windows, I can press the Shift key with the Option key and the right arrow.
Hello. Selected. My name is Scott, comma, and selected.
Well, I went too far, so I can do Options Shift left arrow.
And unselected.
And now press the backspace key.
Selection deleted.
And it's gone. I can confirm that by hitting the up arrow.
This note is now a multi-line note.
And then down arrow.
And I am writing a meaningless note.
But we have there and, which doesn't make any sense in this case because it's not a good way to start a sentence since there's nothing really before it. So what I can do is there are a lot of different ways in which I can edit a single word, but I'm actually going to show you how to navigate around with the cursor. It is a little different than what you'll find on Windows. It's the same as what you're going to find on the Mac, but if you're someone who is normally used to editing things on Windows, you're going to find this to be a little annoying until you understand it, and you still may for a while. I certainly did. With the cursor on documents that you're editing, the cursor follows whatever you just pressed. So if I hit the right arrow,
Alpha,
I have my feedback for letters set to phonetic, so it said Alpha. And the cursor is actually now ahead of the letter A. If I press left arrow, you'll again hear
Alpha,
because that's where the cursor is, but now it's behind the letter A. So if you're moving to the right throughout your text, you'll find that whatever you're typing, the cursor will be ahead of it, whatever letter you just spoke. And if you're moving to the left, you'll find that the cursor is right behind whatever was just spoken. So I'm actually going to move beyond the word and here.
Alpha, November, Delta, space.
I did that with the right arrow. Now if I backspace, it'll backspace out character by character, the word and, backwards of course. But if I use my left arrow,
space,
again there's the space,
Delta.
Now we're before the letter D in and, so if I hit backspace, it's actually going to knock out the letter N.
N.
There you go. So if I want to get ahead of that D, I have to hit my right arrow.
Delta.
And now I can backspace and I'll get D and A.
D, A.
Now I can hit my up arrow and then down arrow again.
This note is, I am writing a meaningless note.
And now we have, I am writing a meaningless note. There are other commands that you can do. It's not limited to simple text editing, although I'm not really sure I would want to edit a complex document on iOS yet. But you can apply some simple effects. Let's get rid of this one altogether. I can do so by pressing Command and the letter A for Select All.
Select All.
And then Backspace. That will delete it.
Selection deleted.
And now it's gone. The annoying part is now I have to type a new note. Or I could hit Command Z.
Undo.
And now, if I hit my up arrow, nothing will happen because we're at the top of the document already. I'll hit down. And nothing would happen. So I'm not really quite sure why Command Z is not functioning, but it's supposed to undo the last action. It unfortunately does not do it in this case. So I am going to have to type a new node after all of that. I can begin doing so by simply typing because we have an empty document here. This document is no longer empty.
Empty. Space.
I did space, but I'm going to backspace and then go down to a new line. I am hungry.
Hungry.
And ready for lunch.
Lunch.
It's like 11 something in the morning as I'm recording this. I'll do another new line. And now we have two lines in this document. Let's say I was really hungry and I wanted to place some emphasis on that. Of course, I could simply have it in all caps and that would convey that, not in voiceover, of course, but it would to somebody reading it with a braille display or somebody reading it on the screen. But that's boring. That's too easy, right? I'm going to go back up to the previous line.
I am hungry and I'm ready for lunch.
With up arrow. And now I want to get to the word hungry. So I'm going to hit options right arrow.
India. Am. Hungry.
There it is. Now I must go back to the left.
Hungry.
Remember, I have to get that cursor before the word. Now I will add a shift to this option, and in this case it will be right arrow.
Hungry. Selected.
It is now selected, and I can do any number of things. I can bold it with Command B, I can italicize it with Command I, or I can underline it with Command U. I'll go ahead and bold it with Command B. I assume it did it. VoiceOver didn't give me the feedback that it did. I am going to now hit options in my left arrow.
Am.
And then go back to the right.
Am. Hungry. Bold. System font regular.
So as you see there, VoiceOver did announce when the bold was turned on, even though Command B didn't report that bold was on. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I can't seem to pinpoint why that is or is not. Also, if you do one of the read all commands, it will not allow you to know when the system font and whether there are any sort of text attributes like underline and things like that have been added. So unfortunately, the only way to find out where bold begins and ends is reviewing by word.
And, not bold. System font regular.
So the word and is not bolded, and the word hungry, if I hit option left arrow.
And.
One more time.
Hungry. Bold. System font regular.
It is indeed bolded. With QuickNav off, that kind of covers some of the more basic commands that you would need. There are a few more, though. We're not totally done. Again, to select all, I'm going to press Command and the letter A.
Select all.
To copy it, Command and the letter C. It does not report that it's copied. Usually, if you hit it a second time, it does, but in this particular case, it's not. Now, if I go to another application, say Mail, we'll cover this again when we do the Mail app, and hit Command V, it will paste it into the Mail app or wherever it is that you want it pasted. That, I think, is a pretty powerful feature if you don't feel like typing in the email application for some reason, or if you already have a note typed up and you want to share it with somebody, you could certainly use the share option. But you could also just open the note, hit Command A to select all, Command C to copy, go back to where you were, and do Command V to paste. Finally, I would like to cover using QuickNav itself, and those of you who have been editing text using the touchscreen, which, by the way, I don't include myself in that group of people, but if you did, you may find the following way of doing things slightly easier. I'm going to move to the top of the document by pressing Command up arrow.
Top of document.
I'm going to now turn QuickNav on by pressing my left and right arrow keys together.
QuickNav on.
And now we have access to the rotor and any sort of reading that we want to do. Instead of using those keyboard commands that I've just gone over, we could use the rotor. Again, to cycle through the rotor, you can do up arrow and right arrow or up arrow and left arrow.
Lines. Speech rate, volume, sounds, containers, headings, Vertical navigation.
Those are all your options.
Audio ducking. Text selection.
Now, if I wanted to select text, I could use my up and down arrow.
Word selection.
To change the type of selection. So we're on word selection.
Line selection.
Line selection.
Page selection. Select all. Character selection.
And those are all of the different choices in this particular case. Let's go ahead and go to words.
Word selection.
I'm on words now, and if I hit right arrow.
This. Selected.
The word this is selected. And left arrow.
This. Unselected.
Unselected. And you get the point. So if you do want to use this method to select text, say for example you're somebody that, again, has used the touchscreen in the past and is comfortable with this method over what we've discussed with having quick nav off, that option is also available to you. If you've gone through all of your rotor options and you're not seeing text selection, then you will need to go into the voiceover settings and then under rotor, find text selection and select that in order for it to show up. All the commands will be available, as I said. However, you have to turn quick nav back off to use them. The reason for this is that these commands like paste and copy and bold and italicize and all that are not voiceover specific commands. So in order for them to work, you have to disable quick nav mode. When you do that, your selection will be maintained, but you will have to turn quick nav back off to actually successfully carry any of those out. I think that'll cover pretty much all the stuff we need to cover here for basic text editing. Part 3 of this series will focus on Safari, and part 4 will focus on email. Beyond that, I'm not really sure what else we'll cover. I do appreciate all of the feedback that I've received. If you would like to contact me, you can do that by email. My email address is scottdavert@gmail.com. That's scottdavert@gmail.com. You can also check me and my tweets out on Twitter. You can't check out tweets on Facebook. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. I'm just trying to help. My Twitter username is Scott Davert. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on part 3.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.